How did it work for you to be in a monogamous relationship? What happened? What, how did that work for you? Did you long to get? Did you feel trapped, or did you long for? Long to get out of it, or did it? Did you feel, you know, boxed into something that you needed to break out of? How was that? Or was it some kind of safe haven there?
No.
That was really not a good guess.
In a way it was, but the longing for example, longing for I love you, right? And once you hear it, then you hear it in the now. And tomorrow you want to hear it again. So it's like a never ending, everything is so dynamic that there is no safe heavens. Havens. I wanted to know and feel how it is on my journey, on my body, on my soul to be polyamorous.
Mm.
And I remember being, there was a week when I was within 4 days or within 3 days, I was with 4 different men. And then I thought, I'm totally rewriting my biography. This is something that I couldn't imagine before. And then there was also some shame in it, and combined with huge amount of power and liberation, like loosening the strings that were holding me at bay, and. But at the same time, I was thinking, whose dream is that, mine or people that influenced me?
Yeah.
And it's very important because I really believe that you become, you're always in the process of becoming. And often when you're a newbie to something, you are learning by copying others, by looking up to people like, this person is inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
This person I trust, or like this group is doing something I'm drawn to, you know, and then you're doing like they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But with time, when you're self-integrating also, especially with your contradictory sides, this process makes you more individual.
Mm-hmm.
The process of becoming, suddenly you're not copying anymore, but you're eclectically shaping yourself into the new.
Yeah.
You.
And then what drove you into the tantric environment?
Rewriting my biography.
Yeah.
Going for scary deep waters.
Yeah.
I wanted to explore my sexuality, and I thought that I need to make a very, very scary act, step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it felt scary to you?
Very.
Yeah.
Because it is exposing yourself and having sex in the same room with other people.
That's weird. That's hard to do. It's hard to do for me.
Very.
Too. Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah. But you feel at home in that universe. You feel you reached some kind of, that's a place that has been developing in. Where you feel at home?
I feel at home when I feel the combination of my old me and my new me. It's the same me, but I turn on love and connection. No. We have our motivations, you know? Big drives that drive us through storms and let us survive, let us have energy to burn, actually. The motivations are holy, and sometimes motivations are addictions, and sometimes motivations are fully heartfelt. And I believe that in most cases, it's a combination of ego and heart.